Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The Court of Auditors has estimated that fraud in France adds up to between 6 and 8 billion euros each year. A new plan is being introduced to fight against social and fiscal fraud and is being presented today by the government. In an article in Le Parisien this morning, Gabriel Attal has unveiled several measures, including the end of the payment of benefits to bank accounts located outside the European Union. The Minister of Public Accounts is also considering merging the carte vitale and the identity card. The first factory in France for producing batteries for electric cars is being opened today. It will take place at Billy-Barclos in the Pas-de-Calais. Owned by Stellantis, Mercedes and Total, this enormous factory should eventually create more than 2,000 jobs by the year 2030. The inauguration will take place in the presence of the Ministers of Economy and Energy Transition, Bruno Le Maire and Agnès Pannier-Runacher. Mohamed Aouas will stand before a judge today at a court in Montpellier. The first team international player, who has already had a brush with the law, has been accused of domestic violence after an altercation with his partner. The alleged victim did not, however, file a complaint in this case. There were storms and torrential rain in several departments in the south of France yesterday. Heavy rainfall was recorded in particular in the Var, the Vaucluse, the Hautes-Pyrénées, the Tarn-et-Garonne and the Puy-de-Dôme, causing flooding in certain places. In Ukraine, there is at least one person dead and several injured last night in an attack in Kyiv. The mayor of the city described a massive attack of Russian drones and debris which affected several homes. At the same time in Moscow, the town hall announced that a drone attack had caused minor damage to several buildings in the capital, although there were no casualties reported. And finally to tennis news and the completion of the first round today at the French Open. There are 12 French in the running, including Hugo Gaston, Richard Gasquet, Gaël Monfils and Diane Paris. Yesterday, Caroline Garcia qualified for the second round, as did Luka Van Ach, Djokovic and Alcaraz. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.